Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 32, Pretoria and my king 33, 21 grade.
In Midrand on the N1 northbound stationary track, a new road causes some queuing traffic.
Johannesburg se burgemeesters komitee lid vir vervoer Kenny Kunene sê die 45 nuwe Ria Waaye toevoerbusse in Soweto sal tot verdere kennisgewing nie bedryf word nie. Die jongste konflik tussen Ria Waaye en die taxibedryf het maandag uitgeloop op nog 'n opskorting van busoperasies wat duisende Ria Waaye pendelaars gestrand gelaat het. Taxiverenigings is kwaad oor die ontplooiing van toevoerbusse om stikkende voertuie te vervang.
Mistakes happened from the depot where the buses were deployed to go and collect people with the wrong registration number plates. The taxi industry became very, very angry because as per the industry standards, you have to operate a bus or a taxi with the registration of that particular province.
'N verslag wat goedgekeur is deur die stadsraad van Tshwane wat 32,5 miljoen rand se onbetaalde skuld afskryf vir meer as 200 huishoudings word gekritiseer. Die burgerorganisasie van Loutse Gardens Attridgeville in Sonsville beweer die verligting dek nie die mees kwesbare inwoners nie. Die vereniging sê die metro het staat gemaak op foutiewe skuldberekenings. Tshwane se skuldrekening staan op 23 miljard rand. Die minister van Binnelandse Sake Leon Schreiber sê Suid-Afrika moet geen verdrag saamhaai teen 20 mense wat migrasiewette oortree nie. Hy het onlangs onthul die departement het tussen April en Augustus van jaar 19.000 onwettige immigrante gedeporteer wat belastingbetalers 52 miljoen rand gekos het. Schreiber sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
I think we must be very careful on this issue of deportations with the message that we end up sending. Because if we think we've got a major problem right now, that problem will be aggravated a million times over if we send a message that South Africa is not interested in upholding the rule of law.
Die polisie het bevestig dat een van die mans wat met die moord op omstrede sakeman Mark Lifman verbind word, lid van die polisie se spesiale taakspan was. Johannes Hendrik Jacobs en Gerard Johannes Besuidnout het gister vlugtig in die George Landroshof verskyn op aanklagte van moord. Die 57-jarige Lifman is Sondag by die Gardenhout winkelsentrum doodgeskiet. Die Weskaapse polisiekommissaris Tembisile Patekile sê nog arrestasies is moontlik.
Left the police somewhere in 1998 or something. From the special task force, but he's been away from the police for some time. And what we believe is that he's worked for PPA security in Cape Town. That's what we know for now.
Nog nies uit die buiteland. Amerika's vice-president Kamala Harris en oud-president Donald Trump behaal steeds oorwinnings in state waar hulle verwag om te wen, terwyl die tellery voortgaan. Volgens die jongste uitslag wen Harris in Colorado, Delaware, Washington, New Jersey en New York, terwyl Trump in Ohio, Alabama, Louisiana gewen het. En Lionsgate het aangekondig sy rolprent vir die lewe van Michael Jackson met die titel Michael sal op die 3 Oktober volgende jaar in teaters wees. Die titelrol word vertolk deur Jafar Jackson, wat 'n neef is van die ontslape popster. Ek is Chanel September. Top story at this hour, Johannesburg Transport Mayoral Committee member Kenny Kunene says the 45 new Ria Waaye feeder buses in Soweto will not be operational until further notice.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow.